Yo, we're here.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I saw Godzilla.
Oh, we're doing the bonus first.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Sorry. Hey, I was about to jump in.
It's a tiny terror. That's what we're doing. I saw Godzilla X Kong.
That's how it's pronounced, right?
Yes, The New Empire, colon, The New Empire.
Okay.
Which is a direct sequel to Godzilla vs. Kong. Adam Wingard is back as director. A lot of the cast is back. Brian Tyree Henry is back. Rebecca Hall is back.
Love Rebecca Hall.
Yeah,
I'm
so
a big fan.
Some returning cast members. Yeah, I saw Godzilla X Kong. I kind of want to do this as like an AMA.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't have to be like you don't have to ask plot questions. You just ask questions. Yeah.
Well, that's good because
whatever you want.
Because yeah, I don't know. It's been since at your place, we did a screening of Godzilla versus Kong. And I came over for that, I believe.
Was that when it was really cold out?
I think so. That yeah. sounds right. I didn't come over for the Mortal Kombat one. For this one. Yes.
We
I came
three screenings in my... No. Four
we did
or five.
Kills as well. Halloween Kills.
Halloween Kills.
Which was amazing. Halloween
that was
Kills
the best one.
It was amazing because the film is so violent and like you were projecting it out onto the street, basically. Like people could walk.
I know.
I love that so much.
It was the best.
I had so much fun with that.
Kong we did. We did Mortal Kombat. We did They Live when my dad was in town.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
okay.
I think four.
We did some, yeah, classics.
We got to do that again.
Yeah, I love those.
That
yeah.
was so much fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway,
all right, so,
saw the movie. What do you got for me? Ask
okay,
me anything.
The first question I want to ask you, and I think I asked you this the other day, but I want to ask you again.
Let's do it on the air. Yeah.
Yeah, so Godzilla, it was -0, right? Just came out one...
-1.
Yeah, -1. Sorry, yeah. Not -0.
Yep.
It came out, won an Oscar for... Was it visual effects? It was
yes.
Oscar. Yeah.
Yes.
It's gotten great reviews. Mm-hmm. Do you think that colored some people's opinions of this film?
Yeah, I do. I think... At this point, I think if you're into the MonsterVerse thing, then you're all in. If
yeah.
you're not, then I don't know why you're still seeing them. Honestly, like they are clearly...
They are doing something different.
We are, yes.
Than what yeah,
we
the
are
Japanese Godzilla movies are doing right
yes.
now.
We're in full-on Saturday morning cartoon territory.
Okay.
This is silly, fun, goofy, like mid to late Showa era classic Godzilla fighting other monsters. That's what we're doing.
I was going to say, that was another question I was going to ask you, is like, would that be the era, like the past era you would maybe liken it to the
yes.
most? Okay.
Yeah. I think for a little while there, it kind of hovered around the, like that Heisei era where like, it was technically like good guy Godzilla fighting other monsters
mm-hmm.
with some human characters like kind of thrown in. But the difference there was the Heisei era kind of tried to take itself seriously, even though it was like just as ridiculous as anything else.
Right.
The Showa era, as it went on, kind of embraced the insanity and just went, this is like for children. This is, and that's what we're doing now.
Right.
-1 is very akin to like a Shin Godzilla or the original or, like a Godzilla 1985, like where it is very much a classic, like the original type of Godzilla movie where he's the threat to humanity. He's not fighting other monsters. He's the difference with -1, and I think where it succeeds so well is that the human characters are legitimately like you're enjoying the time you're spending with them, which is not common in Godzilla movies. I'm not saying you like don't enjoy it necessarily, but like they're kind of boring. Like you want the monster action.
Right.
That's what you're there for. They found a way with -1 to kind of to make you as invested and as intrigued and just entertained with the human characters as you did when Godzilla showed up to wreak havoc.
Okay.
You're actively rooting for the human characters to beat Godzilla, which is a rarity in these movies. With Godzilla.
I wish that would just come out already. I would even, like, I would do the $20 for that one at this point.
It's great.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. I was skeptical because it was so hyped. I was like, All right. I've seen every Godzilla movie at this point. Minus, I've not seen like the anime ones they did on Netflix.
Those Netflix ones? Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen those, but all the live action ones at this point I've seen.
Okay.
And so I was like, man, really? Like, people are saying like it's the best ever, and I'm like, okay. It's in the top 3 to 5, no question.
And that's, yeah, and that's kind of what I was getting at too, because I've seen a lot of, and I'm not saying like people are, but I've seen a lot of reviews from people that maybe, what do you think the reaction has been amongst Godzilla fans versus maybe more casual Godzilla fans, yeah, who maybe are more into Minus Zero or like maybe like that, like when it comes to, do you think the Godzilla fans maybe accept this new one, Godzilla versus or X-Kong more, or do you think it's...
I do. I think that like the fans of Godzilla as a character and as a film series, I think are pretty accepting of any incarnation.
Yeah.
I think there are exceptions. I think there's a couple of universally kind of disliked Godzilla movies just because they're like really kind of bad. Like
the Broderick one?
That would be one. And I don't even think that's a bad movie. I think it's a bad Godzilla movie.
Right.
But the Broderick one is one. Godzilla's Revenge is really bad. it's bad. Godzilla versus Megalon is pretty bad. But there's a handful. But by and large, like what I like about Godzilla and about the fan base is that Godzilla is very malleable. That character's proven that over the course of 30 some movies.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you can have this really terrifying kind of destructive force Godzilla, that classic original style from 54, we just did it this year with Minus One, and have him be this terrifying presence and almost like it's a horror movie in a lot of ways. Same with Shin Godzilla.
Yeah.
But you can also then turn around and make a movie where Godzilla is like, you're like fist pumping and like eating your popcorn and like cheering him on.
He's similar to Batman. I think he's very similar to Batman.
There's similarities
whereas,
there. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas like Batman, you can get like the goofy 60s style TV show. Yep. You can do, what was the other one? The Brave and the Bold. That was the other kind of goofy.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
But you can also do the Dark Knight.
And you can find a middle ground too,
yes,
right? Like Batman the Animated Series was a good example of like,
correct, yeah,
it was dark.
Correct.
It was dark enough to where like it felt like a Batman.
Yeah.
It had some touches like the Frank Miller stuff, but like it was like still a cartoon for children.
Right. And it pulled a little bit from the Burtonverse at that time,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And Turtles is another one. I always bring up Turtles on the show, but like Turtles is another example.
Sorry, I have a Turtles thing to ask you in a minute, when we're
yeah,
done.
Yeah, yeah, of malleability where like you can do different types of turtle stories that appeal to different age groups and audiences and stuff. Anyway, Godzilla X Kong is insane. It's insanity.
Who was your favorite human character? This is going to, some of this is going to teeter on spoiler territory,
okay,
just a heads up, because if anybody wants to jump out now.
There's not a lot to spoil, I'll be honest.
Who was your favorite human character? Did you have a favorite human character? And who was your favorite monster?
Ooh, okay. Yeah, both.
I'm going to put this out there. I'm more of a Kong guy, honestly. So
when it comes to the MonsterVerse stuff, I've become very much a Kong guy.
Okay.
I love Godzilla too, because he's wonderful.
Right.
He gets a makeover in this one too.
Oh, does he?
He sheds the pounds.
Oh, does
he's not Big Fat Godzilla anymore. He legitimately undergrows like a...
Interesting. Do you think he was maybe embarrassed by his performance in Godzilla versus Kong? And
I think he had to get into shape.
A little bit he's like kind of like an Apollo Creed coming back to...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to think that he's still not the lovable one that we enjoyed from 2014 where he takes naps. Because there are multiple naps in this film.
Godzilla reminds me of my son. In 2014, he just runs over things for hours
and
then
sleeps.
And then just passes out.
The epilogue for Godzilla in this movie, spoiler alert, he survives the movie, is that he walks up to like the Colosseum and curls up inside of it like a cat in a cat bed and takes a nap. It's so sweet. Like his work is done.
So Wingard gets it.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, favorite human character, Dan Stevens as Trapper. And Trapper is a Titan veterinarian.
Okay.
So Kong gets a tooth infection, and he extracts Kong's tooth for him and puts in a metal tooth, so he's got a grill. And that's one of the less weird moments in the film. Kong rides on Godzilla's back at one point. It's fucking sweet.
So they are. So I've seen bits of, like, I've seen the trailer, but like nowadays trailers, I watch them, and they leave my mind completely.
I kind of like that though.
Yeah, remember like the big to do, and the rightfully so. Remember in Avengers when Hulk, they spoiled the Hulk like saving that person on the building or something.
Oh,
or, like,
yeah.
Wasn't that it? Yeah, and then you saw it in the theater. Like,
that sounds right.
Yeah, there was a big to do about that. I think Alex, and he rightfully so, was mad about the spoiler. Mm-hmm. But like now, I would watch that at my age. I watch it, I go sick, and then I would forget about it five minutes later, and then it'd be in the theater, and be like,
because
oh,
you don't
shit.
Have room for it.
Yes, I don't. It goes out the brain.
It's gone, dude.
So, what I'm saying is, I've watched the trailers, but are they fighting together in this movie?
Not initially.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, it's like a team-up.
Godzilla doesn't like Kong. He's sick of his shit.
A team-up out of necessity.
Yeah. Well, this ties into my favorite monster. So, I'm going to spoil something here. I'm sorry, Tim.
That's fine. Like I said, I will forget about this.
Kong realizes he needs some backup. Mm-hmm. His back's against the wall. Mm-hmm. He can't handle the situation on his own. So he comes up from Hollow Earth, where he's been hanging out.
Right.
Because he goes to Hollow Earth at the end of the last one. Meanwhile, Godzilla's been hanging out up top. So he's taking care of business up here. Kong's down here, and they're like, as long as we don't cross paths, we got no problems. So Kong goes up to the mainland, and he's like, I know as soon as I show up, Godzilla's going to get pissed because he's going to be like, what are you doing up here? I'm going to bring him down to Hollow Earth to help me out. So the two of them kind of collide and they smash all the pyramids. All of them.
Of course.
Hundreds of thousands of people are probably killed in the ensuing chaos. But Godzilla kind of fucks Kong up pretty good. He suplexes Kong, a German suplex.
That's on, I've seen that clip.
It's sick.
Yeah, I see it's onto the pyramid. Yeah.
And Godzilla's pink at this point, which is cool.
How many wrestling moves do you think they perform in this movie?
There are five or six solid, straight up for sure wrestling moves. There's probably more in there that I didn't catch, but
Godzilla,
that's the standout.
His
one.
Form looked good. He looked like he'd been watching like Kurt Angle matches.
He got jacked, dude.
Yeah, I think he's been training. Godzilla, like I said, I think he was embarrassed by his performance.
I think so. Yeah. So they throw down a little bit, and then there's a whole subplot about this girl from the last movie, this little girl who's like got some sort of special purpose, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Anyway, Mothra shows up. Mothra's resurrected.
Oh, okay.
She shows back up. She flies in.
One was she in? She was in King of the Monsters?
Yes, and she dies at the end.
Okay.
But she gives Godzilla her like fairy dust, and he's like, But she's back now. She shows up. She shoots silk at both of them, and she basically says in her Mothra voice, like, knock it the fuck out.
Yeah.
And that's why she's my favorite, because she's like, I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah.
Like, you both got way too much toxic masculinity.
Yes.
Get your lives together, get down to Hollow Earth, and let's fight some monsters.
Yeah.
And and Godzilla's like, all right, babe.
Godzilla likes a woman in charge.
He's into Mothra in this. There is zero doubt in my mind that there's a romantic interest between Godzilla and Mothra. He's like starstruck when he's like taken aback. I swear, it's beautiful. So then Mothra helps him out.
The twins aren't in these movies, right?
No, there's a tease that I thought was going to be the twins, and it wasn't. I was like, fuck.
They're my favorite part.
They're the best. Yeah, but anyway, so Mothra shows. She's my favorite of the.
She's your favorite of the.
Because she just handles business. Like,
do you have a favorite maneuver, like a move? Performed in this movie by one of the monsters or maybe one of the humans. I don't know what they do. Do you have a moment where you go, oh, I'm sure there are plenty.
The German suplex is really good.
Okay.
There's a couple. Kong gets made fun of by Scar King, who is one of the villains. He's also a giant ape. More of like an orangutan style.
Okay.
When he sees Kong's fake tooth, he like points and laughs at him and then like makes all the other apes laugh at Kong. Like, look at this dummy.
That's tough.
So in the grand finale, Kong winds up punching him so hard he knocks the same tooth out, which is pretty good. That's a nice bit. And then Godzilla kills a random Titan kaiju monster. He kills like two in the movie by just grabbing them or their heads really hard and just breathing fire directly into it, and it's sick. Like, he does it two times. He's got his go-to.
Yeah.
He does it twice.
That's when his finisher's charged up.
And it's cool both times. So, Yeah. And there's a cool bit where he fights another monster underwater. Mm-hmm. There's like an underwater battle between Godzilla.
How
and
is
another.
That? Underwater battles are risky in film.
It's brief, which I think is okay. helpful. But he grabs the monster's head and you see him like the lighting up of the fins or whatever, yeah. spikes. And then like you see the big blast and it's above water and then you see chunks of the other monster just float to the surface.
See, the problem with the underwater fights cool. is you're never going to top the greatest underwater fight, zombie versus shark.
Yeah. That's immediately what I thought of. Yeah.
How's Baby Kong?
Suko.
Suko is his name?
Suko's sweet. Suko steals the show.
Does he?
When Suko's on screen, he's my king. He's wonderful. He's a little shit. He is. He's a little shit. He's a little shit stirrer. But I like him. He's got a sweetness about him.
Yeah.
What's weird about it is they spend a lot of the time in Hollow Earth. And so the scale is weird, where like you kind of forget how big Kong and the other like monsters are, because in Hollow Earth it's just this big giant like wilderness, you know.
Right.
And then they get to Earth, and like Suko's on like main like Earth, like up on like main Earth or whatever. Like Suko's fucking huge. Like you kind of don't think about it. Like you're always picturing him as this like this little cute little dude. But I'm like, he's fucking big too. Like
yeah,
like he's the size of like a solid skyscraper. Like.
Are there any references to the TV series, the Apple Plus series? No. Okay.
I haven't seen it, but my understanding is there's nothing
in there. Yeah. I guess it would have been filming a different, but like yeah. they're, my, in their own,
yeah, there's,
they're kind of in their own separate worlds anyway. I was just curious if they tied that in at all.
I'd heard the Apple TV series kind of takes place more in like the 2014 Godzilla continuity.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Yep. You're right. So I guess there wouldn't be, well, I mean, I guess there could be, but
I mean, Monarch is a presence,
right?
You know, that's kind of the through line, right?
I mean, are there any references to Skull Island?
Yeah.
In the film? Okay.
They mentioned Skull Island a bunch, yeah.
Okay.
One of the lead characters is from Skull Island.
Any reference to our boy, Shea Whigham, getting blasted up?
No, no. Sadly, no.
They don't replay it at
any
point?
Not. They should. No Shea Whigham death. There's not a ton of... There's a few returning characters that are just straight out of the last Godzilla Kong deal.
Okay.
But that's about it. That's really kind of... they're not great about bringing characters back for stuff. Well, I guess they kind of did. Because they brought back the actress from Stranger Things for the... She was in the one...
Millie Bobby Brown?
She was in the Michael Dougherty one, the Godzilla King of the Monsters. And then she came back for...
Was she in Godzilla Versus?
Yes.
Okay.
And Kyle...
Was Kyle Chandler in Godzilla Versus?
He's in both.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't remember that.
Briefly. Okay. Briefly. But he's back.
Maybe that's why. Okay.
Yeah. So they've brought some people back, but...
Yeah, it's not a series that carries over from...
No,
and it's I guess the last couple.
I'd be cool with them bringing back... Like, I think Brian Tyree Henry is really funny in this. I think he's good in everything I've seen in him.
Yeah.
Dan Stevens is a delight, so, like, bring him back. Like if they bring those guys back, they kind of marvelize the human characters in the sense of, like... They're there to crack wise.
Yeah.
And make you laugh. Like, a guy gets eaten by a tree at some point. It's really cool.
Is it
But
groups?
Then they make a bunch of tree jokes, like shrubbery jokes. Okay. It's great. Yeah. Like, I'm good with that. So.
I guess the last question I want to ask you is, I'm going to limit this to the MonsterVerse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where would you rank this among those films for you? And can you come up with, like, a ranking off the top of your head?
Yeah. I would say, Godzilla 2014... I have a weird soft spot for, and I know not everybody feels that way, but I really like that movie. But I really like Skull Island too.
Godzilla 2014 was a great theater movie, and it's a great first time watch for me because I'm not getting antsy the whole getting antsy, but it's not like on a rewatch where I'm just like, I'm going to fast forward.
Sure.
Yeah.
I would say Skull Island's probably my favorite, like the most rewatchable, and then Godzilla 2014.
Okay.
And then it would be this one.
Okay.
And then versus Kong, the previous, and then King of the Monsters. King of the Monsters didn't work. It should have been like...
King of Monsters, you and I have the same first and last. Like, I love Skull Island. Skull Island is like one of my favorite like recent like big blockbuster movies. King of Monsters, I'm with you. It's very flat. Who directed that? Doherty?
Doherty. Well, the problem is, I think they had not realized that this should just be a cartoon, that nobody gives a shit about the human characters.
It's a sequel to that 2014 Godzilla,
but it's
which,
also trying to be, trying to edge into what we're doing now. So
you're
it's
right.
a weird...
It's like caught in the middle there. You're caught in the middle between the two tones, and I don't think it works at all.
It doesn't balance the two super well. Like, I think, like, the fight scenes are great. Like, Ghidorah's cool as hell. Rodan's my favorite. Like, I love Rodan.
Right.
But that's the weakest one for sure. Very Charles cool. Dance, though.
That is it.
It's pretty good.
Excellent. Well, I think that's all I wanted to
know. Yeah, there you go. I've answered your burning questions about Godzilla X Kong.
I wanted to ask you about a little bit of news today, because the Tiny Terror should be called like Tiny Terror Turtles sometimes. Mm. We like to talk about it. But was it today at CinemaCon they announced at the Paramount?
A lot of stuff announced at CinemaCon.
CinemaCon, yeah.
Monopoly the movie?
Yeah, CinemaCon's been fun. I want to ask you about The Last Ronin.
Mm, yeah.
This has just been announced as something in development, correct?
There's a writer who's doing actively writing the script.
Do you know who it is?
The guy who wrote Boy Kills World, which I think is coming out.
Coming out soon, yeah, yeah.
Soon. That's the Bill Skarsgård mm-hmm. one. He also wrote, oh my gosh. He has another writing credit under his name. I'll check it out. But so okay. There's a writer attached. It's Walter Hamada, who is
former
developing.
Head of DC.
He was like the guy.
He was the guy.
Back when Snyder was in
He was
charge.
Still on board. Like, as the Snyderverse kind of everything kind of phased out, he was still on board too for the Batman. Like, he kind of helped shepherd that through
yes.
as well, whatever that was. But
yep.
yeah, it's as DC has gotten weirder behind the scenes too. He's been he's been phased out. He's gone completely now.
Yes.
Now he's with Paramount.
Yes, he is. He also wrote. I should say the writer.
Yes,
whose name is Tyler Burton Smith, also wrote the 2019 Child's Play, the Mark Hamill.
Oh, okay.
Which I didn't love it, but the writing was fine.
Yeah.
I
was just curious what his credits were and how they fit with this. Can you give it like maybe just a brief summary of what The Last Ronin is? Sorry to put you on the spot.
Here. Yeah.
For those that don't know.
So it's basically like a dystopian future, New York. This is in the Ninja Turtles continuity. Any continuity can kind of fit with this. And there's a lone turtle called The Last Ronin. He's the only survivor of the four brothers. And he is out to seek revenge on the grandson of the Shredder, who is responsible for having killed his brothers, among other supporting characters in the Turtles universe.
Okay.
And so it's his quest to basically find a way to take this guy out. And this guy's ruling over New York.
So maybe like a comparison point for like a movie would be like Logan a little bit.
Yep. Dark Knight Returns as far as comics go is a similar.
Or even Old Man Logan, I guess.
Old Man Logan. Yeah. Spider-Man Reign is another good example. Similar to those things.
Okay.
It's very violent. It's not like grotesque. Like, but mm-hmm. I mean, like.
Well, those early Turtles comics could get pretty violent too.
And this feels very much like.
And this is this by Kevin Eastman?
Yeah. So Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird came up with the story like years ago. Like, I mean, back when they were still working together on Mirage. So we're talking like 80s, and they never got to. They had a falling out with whatever. And Eastman. And Tom Waltz, who's been a long-term writer on the current run of Ninja Turtles, the main comic.
The IDW one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Eastman, one of them discovered the script or the outline. They're like, we should do this. And so Tom Waltz and Kevin Eastman did it together based on a kind of a treatment by Eastman and Laird.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Very cool. Okay.
I kind of knew this. I didn't know this was coming. I was pretty sure this was coming. I talked to Tom Waltz at Astronomicon last year.
Oh, I remember you telling me about this.
And he goes, we're working on, he said Paramount finally realizes that he goes, they never understood that you could have multiple successful Turtles projects in different realms.
Right.
He goes, until we did Last Ronin, and they went, oh, we can do something for adults too. And he goes, we've got some Last Ronin stuff that we're working on. I said, how about a movie? And he goes, you know, he couldn't say anything, but
it's funny how long and like how quiet some of the stuff in development stays. it is funny. I'm going to do a little, maybe just a little couple questions, a little, AMAs here
for sure. Yeah.
All right. So do you have a movie like, 'cause You like the Last Ronin.
I do like the Last Ronin. Yeah.
Do you have a movie you would like to see it? Maybe not ape, but be inspired by, be similar to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Aesthetically.
Yeah, aesthetically. Yeah. Tonally. Yeah.
Blade Runner.
Okay.
And it's not just because I love Blade Runner. Like, maybe not tonally, but like the look.
I gotcha.
The Last Ronin look, like the look of, kind of this neo, Manhattan look, is very Blade Runner inspired to me. Lots of rain. Lots of neon lights.
I've read it too. It's just, but yeah.
I would say it's a little less. Find a nice blend between like the kind of grittiness and that kind of neo-noir Blade Runner look and the like attempt to make, like on the surface level, try and make it look like it's this wonderful existence, like a Demolition Man style.
Okay.
Where, like, the people are kind of being, like, North Korean. Like they're being, like, forced into thinking that this is, like, mm-hmm. Oh, everything's great here. Yay! But, like, it's really kind of awful. Never been to North Korea, but, you know, I can only assume. Sorry. kind of a Blade Runner vibe in terms of the look.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be kind of what I would go for.
Would you like to see this? Like, how would you like to see this presented? Would you like to see it as a sequel, like a sequel to the original movie, or like kind of a standalone thing where you just kind of know the turtles existed at some point, and this is what is happening now? Or would you like to see some tie-ins to that original movie? Is what I'm thinking mainly, because I don't think it would.
1990 movie.
I don't necessarily, yeah, I would think maybe they would tie it back to just that one. I don't think it would tonally fit with those second two movies.
No, and I don't think it matters. Like, I don't think you need to.
You're
do
right,
that.
Yeah.
Or yeah,
would you like to just.
Yeah, and you're not going to tie it into, like, the Bay movies. Like, nobody has a soft spot for them. Really, I have fun with them, but, like.
Yeah.
You
the cartoon, I guess, but that
yeah.
Oh, no, was it 09?
07?
07, yeah.
You could do either one, right?
Okay.
You could just do this like the comics do, where this is a Ninja Turtles story. They assume you know the very basics of the Ninja Turtles, and they fill in some of the little blanks for you that you need to know.
Oh.
And it could take place in kind of any Turtles continuity. That works easier in a comic, though. In a film, you're seeing everything in motion. You're seeing very specific designs and looks. When I talked to Tom Waltz about it, I said to him, I said, they should get, if they do a Ronin movie, because he hinted at it to me, they should get Judith Hogue back as April. Because she plays a very important role in The Last Ronin.
Okay.
If you get Judith Hogue back as April and you do a practical suit that's accentuated by some CGI, you don't necessarily need to say for sure that it's a sequel to the original movie, but it can be for those that want it to be. Does that make sense?
No, that makes
it can live
sense.
In that universe if I'm you want it to be, or if not, you get Judith Hogue back as April, which is fun,
right?
If nothing else, so
I'm trying to think of. I know there's recent movies that are like that. I just yeah.
My thing too is if you do it, if you make it a semi sequel to that original or in the same universe as the original, if there's interest there. You could go back and tell more stories in that universe before The Last Ronin. You could have more movies that take place in that continuity with the four turtles. Why not? You know, I mean,
I guess that's another question maybe that you saw. Did they announce any details on how this would be a release? Would it be a theatrical release? Would it be a Paramount Plus?
They didn't say Paramount Plus. They said Paramount.
Okay.
Is developing. That tells me that it's probably, the plan will be theatrical. They should.
I think so too, and it feels like they've kind of, a lot of these places have kind of gone away from that, like Paramount Plus, like original, mm-hmm. or like.
If it was animated, I'd say Paramount Plus seems like probably a solid. Nobody's going to go see an R-rated animated movie of Ninja Turtle. Like you're not going to get the audience, I don't think you get from the live. Like, live action is what people want, I think. Mutant Mayhem is amazing, and I loved it. And I'm so happy it exists, and I'm pumped for the show and the sequel and all the stuff. But if you're going to do another TMNT project, It needs to be as different from what Mutant Mayhem's doing as possible, in my opinion.
So people maybe don't even get the two confused.
Yeah, or just so you can really cast that wide net. Like, there's something for everybody with the property.
And I think you probably have to keep this within a certain budget to make your money back.
It doesn't need a huge budget.
I was gonna say, I think that might work in its advantage for a little bit too. The other question I have then too is, the book, if I recall correctly, is rated R. I think you mentioned it earlier. Like, it would be, it's very violent. Do you think the movie needs to follow that? Because they said it was going to be rated R, is what the headline article I read.
Yeah, whether that sticks or not, I'm not sure. I don't think that will. I think it's going to wind up being like a harder PG-13. I don't see this winding up being an R.
Okay.
If it is all, but I don't need it to be an R either, necessarily. Like,
okay.
All of the violence in the book could be done in a way that maintains the hardness, like the edge of the violence, without being gratuitous. Like the last one is not out there like chopping off humans' heads left, right, front, and center in the book. Like, it's not a thing. Most of the enemies he fights are robots, so it's not even like,
yeah.
There are a couple of deaths in the book. There's one in particular that's really rough, like violence-wise. Gore and blood. I'm not going to say who it is, because I don't want to spoil for anybody who the last Ronin is. It's revealed in the book which turtle it is. I don't want to spoil that, because I'm not, like, I don't think our audience in its entirety has read that or wants to necessarily. So there is one of the turtles that dies very violently. Very violently. Like, really violently. The other ones are pretty off screen, which is, it doesn't need to be R. Although, the last Ronin does say fuck multiple times in the book.
Okay.
So if you want a turtle that can say fuck, get one fuck in. Just so you know, a Ninja Turtle saying fuck on screen.
That would be so cool.
It'd be sweet.
It would be so
right?
cool. Yeah. Yeah, I think it could work. I think the trailer might have to do a little heavy lifting to get some people convinced of it. I think this might be the type of movie that I think might benefit from an R, like a Red Band trailer, like an online trailer.
To show people, holy shit, this is not pulling punches. I agree.
And to
show,
like, yeah, I think... Sorry, an action director, yeah, I mean, a specific action, like someone who specifically directs action, I think would be something good for this too, because I guess we haven't really seen that in live action. Like,
Gareth Evans doing?
What is he doing?
Give me the Raid.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
I have one question for you though. Like, you've read the book.
Mm-hmm. I'm foggy on it.
Sure,
but yes.
Sure. But you remember there's a lot of flashbacks in the book.
Yes.
To like what happened leading up to that futuristic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do the flashbacks at length in the movie, or do you just have flashes of things?
I always lean towards flashes of things, because I'm not a fan. And this is just me personally. I'm not a fan of non-linear storytelling all the time.
I'm like, watching Oppenheimer right now.
Yeah, I do. I am not a fan of that style of storytelling. It's just that's a me problem a lot of the time, though, too. Mm-hmm. So I always lean towards just telling
it, work,
it through
but, yeah.
quick flashes.
I agree. Give me a basic, give me enough to go, oh, that happened to that character.
Yeah. No, it can be done. I mean, and I'm not saying it like I dislike all the time. I mean, we always talk about Lost on here. Mm-hmm. So it can be done.
It can work.
Yeah, it can work, and it has worked, but I tend to lean towards no.
Cool.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. I think that's all the questions I had.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That was a good one. That was a good Tiny Terror.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry I left no room for you to talk about anything.
Absolutely not.
That didn't work. Next time we'll do a Tim heavy episode. You know, like Godzilla X Kong was very Kong heavy.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully the next movie, I think Wingard said, is going to be more of a Godzilla movie.
Okay.
So this next Tiny Terror will be more of a Tim.
You know what I want? I don't want to put you on the spot here.
No, yeah.
I want to run it by you after we're done recording. Here, what I want to do for the next Tiny Terror. We've talked about it a lot.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, all right, guys. We'll see you next time.
Excellent.